people. Psalms 45, 3-4 tells us that the Lord Jesus is riding forth for the cause of truth, humility, and righteousness. These three are interconnected, and in a sense they are one, but they are different manifestations of the virtues of Christ. Truth is one of the most desired virtues we can possess, Psalm 51:6. Yet it is so hard to face the truth, especially about ourselves. We expect it in others, yet struggle to acknowledge it in our own lives. Many times when issues are surfacing in our lives, we avoid the truth because our ego or status would take a hit. The truth can hurt, so we tend to cover up, blame shift, and excuse ourselves. One thing is for certain, the truth may hurt, but in the end it will not harm you. However, if you do not face the truth, eventually it is going to harm you and many times those closest to you. When I was in high school, I worked on a Coca-Cola delivery truck. One day we pulled up to a grocery store and the Pepsi truck was there. My boss said something that I have not forgotten. Speaking of the Pepsi man, he said, "Don't believe anything that man says because he tells lies and believes them himself." Deception practiced long enough turns into self-deception, which results in all kinds of self-justification, rationalization, and delusional thinking about yourself. Have you ever noticed that it is easier to look at someone else's situation and on some levels see it more clearly and more truly than you can see your own? Our desires, circumstances, history, and fears can color everything we think about and see. It is especially hard to be completely objective about anything that personally affects us. One of the reasons for this is that much of the time we deal more in facts than in truth. The word fact is often used to mean reality, the way things are, or the way the world really is. Even though facts can be proven, they can change, are temporal, and are not always the same for everyone. Therefore, facts are relative. Truth does not always deny the facts. It is just the greater reality. I believe you have to face the facts and deal with the facts, but we are to walk in the truth. 3 John chapter 4, not facts. Truth is our foundation. It never changes and is the same for everyone all the time. So everything we believe, think, and do is based on the truth, not temporal facts. Edward Silva said, "Facts represent dead data, while truth is information that is spiritual or living." That is why factual data is often called the cold, hard facts, or the bare facts. Facts are simply empty forms of data without a soul. Truth, however, is a form of information that contains goodness. Years ago, I heard someone say, "If 1,000 old beliefs were ruined in our march to truth, we must still march on." As painful and costly as it may seem, it really is time to march on to the truth. Many blessings. Byron Wicker.